On WRDN Durant, NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Motor Racing Network live at Phoenix Raceway, the NASCAR Cup Series Championship Race. Big thanks to our premier partners, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and NASCAR Cup Series Championship winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Mike Bagley out in turns one and two. Tim Catalfamo on the back straightaway. On the pit lane are Steve Post, Dylan Welch, and Chris Wilner. Joey Logano has the lead. Martin Truex Jr. is behind him with 23 laps to go in the opening stage.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water, please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Two championship four contenders are contesting position number 6. Tyler Reddick has it for the moment. Ryan Blaney has run him down. We'll pick that battle up in just a moment. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durant. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durant, or online at provisions.health.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Phoenix Raceway. 43 laps in, 17 to go here in the opening stage. So here's a look at the leaderboard presented by Busch Light. Y'all ready for another day of excitement? There are two things every race day's gotta have. Fast cars and ice-cold Busch Light. Grab a pack of Busch Light before the checkered flag flies. Busch.
This look at the leaderboard comes on lap 44 with the lead beginning to evaporate quickly for Joey Logano. Joey right now with just a couple of car lengths over Martin Truex Jr. and Christopher Bell is there as well. That is your top three. William Byron, fourth. Chase Elliott, fifth. Tyler Reddick, sixth. Then Ryan Blaney right behind him in seventh. Austin Cindric is eighth. Denny Hamlin, ninth. And Kyle Larson is 10th.
Running 11th is Carson Hocevar. Ross Chastain is 12th. Kyle Busch goes 13th. And Harrison Burton, 14th. John Hunter Nemechek, 15th. Chris Buescher, 16th. Bubba Wallace is 17th. And Alex Bowman, 18th. Daniel Suarez and Eric Jones make up the top 20.
We're watching that battle down the back straightaway. Truex closing in on Joey Logano, 21st right now. Justin Haley, Noah Gregson, Chase Briscoe, Brad Keselowski, and Jimmy Johnson make up your top 25. Corey LaJoie, 26th. Josh Berry, 27th. Todd Gilliland, Ryan Preece, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., your top 30.
Running 31st is Austin Dillon, Zane Smith 32nd. The rest of the running order sees Daniel Hemric, Michael McDowell, Derek Krause 35th. Krause the last car in the lead lap currently. Kaz Grala 36th, J.J. Yaley 37th, Chad Fincham 38th, Jeb Burton is 39th, and out of the race in 40th is Ty Gibbs.
Current lap leaders 38 for Joey Logano, 9 for Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell not yet, but Mike Bagley, the top three are running right together.
And they come back into the corner, all working the bottom of the racetrack. Logano, Truex, and Bell, except for Bell, taking a wider line and diamonding the corner.
Those three starting to get a little bit closer to each other. Halfway down the back straightaway, Logano leading Truex by 4 car lengths.
12 laps to go in the opening stage. Now the race leaders have caught some more traffic in front of them. Derek Krause, the last car on the lead lap, sees Joey Logano right on the back bumper.
Going to force Joey to make some decisions. Does he go high? Does he go low? Krause will swing wide, give Logano the bottom of the racetrack. Joey will complete that pass. Now MTJ will try to do the same.
Truex about 2 car lengths behind now the lapped car of Derek Krause as Logano will lead the pack to 3.
Next car to go a lap down, Michael McDowell. That's a bit of a surprise. We expected more out of that car, that team, and that driver here today. But McDowell right now running back in position number 34 and in danger of going a lap down.
Looks in the rearview mirror, sees the leaders closing in. Logano's lead about 5 car lengths over Martin Truex Jr. Christopher Bell is slowly catching Truex.
Of these top three, to your point, Mike, it looks like Christopher Bell appears to be the best in traffic. He has now caught Martin Truex Jr. in the runner-up spot.
They both go right to the bottom of the racetrack in turn number 3. They still have 6 car lengths to make up on the race leader, Joey Logano, as they go back to the corner.
Back through the turn number 1, through the dogleg now with Logano, Truex, and Bell. Bell will angle his car to the bottom at corner entry. He'll let it slide about 3/4 of the way up the banking, trying to get the better run off the corner.
Christopher Bell trying to keep his Toyota Camry wound up in the outside lane, trailing Truex by 3 car lengths.
We have 10 laps to go here in the stage. Logano, Truex, Bell, top 3, William Byron, Chase Elliott. Here comes Logano back across the start-finish line. Right behind him is Martin Truex Jr.
And they're closing in on more lap traffic. We've already documented the Michael McDowell car. Daniel Hemric is across the nose. They're the leaders. So is Zane Smith to the back straightaway.
Joey Logano, the leader out of turn number 2. 3 car lengths behind him is Martin Truex Jr. 4 car lengths back is Christopher Bell.
Further back, the battle for 6 continues to be a rager. That's where Tyler Reddick has it. Another championship 4 contender. Ryan Blaney looks to the inside here in turn number 4. Reddick drifts the car wide. Toyota versus Ford for the number 6 spot through the dogleg.
It's a solid head-to-head matchup for that spot. Blaney's been applying pressure to Reddick the last handful of laps, but he just can't get by him. Reddick gives in the bottom. Blaney goes all the way downstairs. Blaney's there now, this time off the corner.
Blaney slides off of turn number 2, but can't quite put the power down and draw even with Reddick. Reddick holds onto the spot for now.
Boy, it's just been a solid climb for Ryan Blaney all afternoon long. He's trying to put Tyler down, but also we're trying to focus on the battle for the lead back to the corner.
Here they come back into turns 1 and 2. Logano has been caught by Martin Truex Jr. in lap traffic to the back straightaway.
Lots of lap traffic ahead for the leaders. The first is Michael McDowell. McDowell will pull over to the left and allow Logano and Truex to go by him.
They come down to the line, 6 to go in the opening stage. Truex is there again. Toyota on the back bumper of the Ford Mustang Dark Horse. They'll clear the Michael McDowell car and head to turn 1.
Either Logano's car is fading in the late going or Truex's car is coming to life. Right now, it's a push. Battle for the lead, nose to tail between Logano and Martin Truex Jr.
Truex is there at a turn number 2, trailing the leader, Joey Logano, by half a car length. Christopher Bell looking on behind them.
You got Daniel Hemric right in front of Joey Logano trying to hang on to the tail end of the lead lap. This is a good 3-car battle now for the lead because here comes Christopher Bell.
Leaders working their way to the inside of the Chad Fincham car. That'll give Logano some real estate. Truex quickly makes it back up. Front 3, nose to tail. Logano, Martin Truex Jr., and Christopher Bell.
The next lap car that Joey Logano is going to have to go around is Daniel Hemric. He pulls right up to the back bumper. Hemric halfway down the back straightaway as they go to 3.
And Hemric will go to the bottom of the racetrack. Joey Logano not quite there as of yet to make a move. Behind them, the battle for 2nd now really gets tight. Christopher Bell is right there looking to the inside of Martin Truex Jr.
He's going to take a peek in the dogleg, but he doesn't have the real estate he needs at corner entry. Bell swings that Toyota wide, trying to get the better run from the outside lane.
Christopher Bell, throughout the course of this first stage, has continued to move his car up the racetrack, and he's been peeking outside of Truex the last several laps.
And by the way, running fourth, William Byron, Chase Elliott fifth, three to go in this stage. We work lap 57. Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., Christopher Bell, one, two, three.
Logano trying to get by Daniel Hemric. Here's Logano looking to the inside of the lap traffic. He'll do that. Truex will swing wide. Back end kicks out on it. Battle for the lead's off two.
Truex had thoughts about going up the middle and making it three wide. Thinks better of it. Logano now to the inside of Daniel Hemric with Truex right behind him.
Top three right together in turn number three. Hemric fighting to stay on the tail end of the lead lap. Two laps to go now in the opening stage. Logano clears Hemric.
And Truex, that is trying to do the same. In the dogleg. Truex will dial up the low lane. Corner entry into one. Truex all the way on the bottom. Bell looking to go three wide for a moment up the middle.
Here comes Martin Truex Jr. Nice run into turn number two. He'll get alongside of Daniel Hemric and continue to close on the race leader.
Final lap, stage number one. The top three, nose to tail. A Ford and two Toyotas. Joey Logano has led a grand total of 50 laps. He'll try to hang on for one more.
He's got some breathing room up on corner entry into one. Two car lengths now, the advantage for Logano. Truex has one car length of an advantage over Christopher Bell, and they're free and clear of lap traffic for now.
That lead now for Logano is down to two car lengths as they exit turn number two and head down the backstretch.
Green and white checkered flag awaits stage number one about to come to an end. Joey Logano comes up off turn number four. Last ditch effort for Truex will not be enough, and Joey Logano will win stage number one here of the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race. Top 10 minus the championship four will be paid in points. Martin Truex Jr., he'll finish the stage second. Christopher Bell will be third. William Byron fourth. Chase Elliott fifth. Ryan Blaney at the line was able to get by Tyler Reddick for sixth. Reddick now seventh. Denny Hamlin eighth. Kyle Larson ninth. And Austin Cindric tenth.
Green and white checkered flag and the caution flag waving together. By the way, that look at the top 10 to wrap up stage number one is presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options now available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10, $20, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-375-3232. 800-375-3232. That's 800-375-3232. National Debt Relief, the official debt relief partner of NASCAR.
Pit Road will be open shortly from Phoenix Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
By in a hurry after we cleaned up the crash on lap one when Tyler Reddick into the fence right in front of us, and then about 200 yards down closer to turn one just pounded the outside safer barrier. Since then, we have been under the green flag up until lap 60. Logano, Truex, Bell, they are ready to come to pit road. Joey Logano, Chris Wilner has led a grand total of 54 laps already today.
He certainly has, and it has been according to plan for crew chief Paul Wolf, just giving Joey lap times. Joey, though, as they make their way down pit road, was complaining he was free on entry, tight on landing into turn three. Felt like turn three was their worst part of the race track as they saw Martin Truex Jr. start to approach the battle for the lead. He'll pit here for four fresh Goodyear tires from the lead and again make those minor adjustments. Air pressure as well, a little bit of a chassis adjustment for Joey Logano as the crew already works from the right side down to the left side. Also in on this section, Kyle Larson, sketchy loose. Said felt like they were swarming me at the end of that run. Big chassis swing for the Hendrick Motorsports team and Martin Truex Jr. washing out on exit. All three of those drivers for Goodyear Eagle Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
Ryan Blaney, just overall grip needed more grip in the rear end off the turns, needed more grip on the front end off from turn four. Chase Elliott wins the race off from pit road. It's like Christopher Bell, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Denny Hamlin, your front five off from pit road as they do these pit stops here on lap 64. Christopher Bell, he needs better turn, and William Byron just a little loose on the exit. Dylan Welch.
Kyle Busch drove from 25th to 13th, said the lower he runs on the track, the looser he is off of the corner. Chase Elliott said, we were okay, but I would love some more entry comfort if we can find it without compromising the center turn. They, I believe, made an air pressure adjustment, and it was an air pressure adjustment as well for Tyler Reddick. He felt better in 1 and 2 than they were in 3 and 4, so they made that air pressure change just to try to free him up in 3 and 4 to help him point and turn as well.
Chase Elliott's pit crew put a spanking on the rest of the teams down there. They gained four spots and come off the pit lane as the leader. Top five, Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Joey Logano. The top five cars off the pit lane are presented by National Debt Relief. Struggling with credit card debt? National Debt Relief can help you get back on track. They negotiate.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi. My daughter invited her entire class to her birthday party. Can my Wi-Fi handle it?
Oh, well, at Xfinity, our latest gateways have tri-band Wi-Fi technology, letting you connect hundreds of devices at once.
So if all the kids are watching stuff on their phones, well, their parents are sharing videos online.
Yep, they can all do their thing and party their way.
Oh, we are going to need a bigger cake.
Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Motor Racing Network's coverage from Phoenix Raceway is brought to you by Harbor Freight. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. And by Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Brett Dalton on top of the flag stand gives us the one to go signal. The Whelen engineering lights go out on the Toyota Camry XSE pace car driven by Jesse Dullevoet.
Getting ready for a Geico restart that will happen on lap number 68 presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
As we get set to go into the green flag quickly, let's go down to Chris Wilner.
Well, you guys just talked about under the pit stop, a little bit of a slow stop for one of the championship four contenders in Joey Logano. Paul Wolf came over the radio and said, I know we're at an awkward spot in this pit stall. To remember, yesterday they weren't able to pick their pit stall after qualifying because they missed tech or failed tech twice already before practice. So they lost the ability to choose their pit stall. NASCAR chose it for them. So at that discrepancy of NASCAR, they chose this very interesting pit stall location. Pit stall 24 is right where we get to that left-hand turn to make the way around turn number 3 into turn number 4. And it's almost a blind entry. So Paul Wolf trying to give Joey Logano a little bit better heads up next time. Missed his marks just a little bit. Led to a slow stop on the right front. So an interesting kind of strategy here for the team to try to give Joey Logano a better visual on entrance to pit road.
We were coming to the green flag. Then all of a sudden they waved it off. And Mike Bagley can explain why.
Well, we talk about Jesse driving the pace car. It looked like Jesse got blinded by the sun because pit end entrance here in turn 2 is where the pace car would peel off. Jesse waited, then hung a hard left, but it was too late. He made contact with the pit entry barrels that are at the head end of pit road, and he was able to bring the pace car down the pit road. But there is sand and the barrels scattered after that contact. There's a safety team that has arrived to tend to the barrels. And right now, because there's been damage to the pace car, one of the AMR safety trucks is pacing the field. But all eyes are right now at pit entry and trying to repair that damage.
My eyes right now are on the pace car, which has gone behind the wall just at the exit of pit road. Jesse Dullevoet, the pace car driver, has gotten out of the car, and he's gone around like a race car driver to survey the damage on the right front corner. He essentially is down there all by himself trying to do that, but now the AMR safety officials are going to Jesse Dullevoet, the pace car driver, to check on him. It is the championship season finale, so anything can and, well, we're finding out will happen. NASCAR fans, Xfinity keeps you in the zone with ultra-low lag and a connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR.
So if Jesse brings out the caution flag or keeps it out after the wreck, does he have to go to the care center as a mandatory trip? Obviously, he was doing everything he could, Todd, to get the car off of the track. You could see the skid marks where he got the car a little bit sideways and then hammers the barrels.
Yes, yeah, and they've got the backup pace car out now.
Roll it out.
Stop the field here, just past the dog leg. I think they're going to get the barrels straightened up on the corner entry or pit road entry there. Red flag is out for our stuff.
You know, that's going to give us, we're going to go into the red flag as they clean up that area. We'll visit with Mike again and get an update there in a moment. You know, we mentioned we're saying goodbye to a handful of people here at the end of the season. Martin Truex Jr., who led the field of the green flag after an amazing career. He is done at the full-time level. We may see him back periodically next year. But when we think of Goodyear and the amazing job they do each and every weekend, they are led by one individual man.
The director of race tire sales, Greg Stucker, 45 years with Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, 42 of those in motorsports. He is one of the nicest individuals and, furthermore, arguably one of the most respected individuals in the entire sport, let alone just the Cup Series, Xfinity, or Truck Series garages. He always has time for you. He always has an opportunity to stop, shake hands, wants to know how your day's going, and we'll talk racing. We might talk tires, but they do a phenomenal job at Goodyear. Greg Stucker has been a big, big part of that, and we can't thank Greg enough. And it wouldn't be Greg Stucker without his signature aviator sunglasses on. And why wouldn't we have them right here on a cloudless, sunny day in the Valley of the Sun?
And the Motor Racing Network salutes Greg Stucker and all of the men and women at the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company.
Let's get racing! She's rounding the corner, straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo! Pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win!
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with Straight Savings. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight Savings Plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
We are still working under the red flag, 69 complete. It is Chase Elliott right now at the front of the